are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi! Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, or listen to the interview instantly and download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for our graphic, Question Reality, and just click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on Stitcher.com and also iTunes under the podcast section. Just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there will be all of our shows. Now, you got to go to a separate website if you want to find out about our future guests, and that is QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, separate from LA Talk Radio, but together, separate but yet together. And we are booked all the way until April, and they're coming in fast and furious. So we love you. If you work in the industry, a professional in show business, please feel free to email me and we will consider putting you on the show to stretch your stuff and tell us all about you. So go to questionrealityradioshow.com and we will see. Now, I just want to talk briefly before we go into having this wonderful interview today. We have Matt Williams from the Canadian country pop group Western Avenue, and he is young and hot and hip and happening, and you definitely want to stay here around the 5:30 mark because we're going to be playing his new hit single. So it is really, really good, and I got to tell Matt, when I talk to him, everybody knows I'm not a country music. It's not that I'm not a fan. I grew up with pop, you know, disco, pop, 80s music. So I didn't hear a lot of country. But ever since I started watching the show Nashville, I am all of a sudden getting an appreciation for country music. So I'm actually very excited to have him on the show. So we're going to hear his single from his latest album called Wherever You Are. It's a self-titled album, Wherever You Are. And again, around the 5:30 mark, we're going to hear that. So stay tuned for that. Now, you can check him out while I'm going through my advertisement. Let's just call it what it is. It's an advertisement. But check Matt's website out and learn a little bit about him before we go into the interview. You can find him on Facebook under Western Avenue Band. He's on Twitter under Western Avenue 4, Reverb Nation, Western Avenue, and YouTube. Western Avenue Band. Boy, he's got a lot of websites. Wow, he's out there. He's on Instagram under Western Avenue. They're on iTunes, Amazon, and of course, their regular website, which is, oh my goodness, I gracious, I don't have it, but I'm going to just say, out of all of it, I don't have that one. I'm going to say it's westernavenueband.com. I'm going to just take a guess, but I'm sure you can, we'll find out when we get him on the line. So check him out right now. And also listen to me. Don't go there and not listen to me, because I got to tell you, as you know, the holiday season is in full swing. And what better way to celebrate but with a really fun office party? Now, everybody knows I had my big birthday party on November 9th, and you know I do a whole, like, Las Vegas review show. I mean, I have magicians and belly dancers, and I have, oh my God, what did I have today? Marilyn Monroe impersonator, and I have rock and this and that. I have everybody at my party, and I found this new group, and they're called the Diamond Betties. So I think if you are considering a holiday party this year, you will definitely want to hire talent, of course. And you want your party to be the talk of the office, especially if you're the one that's booking people. And this, of course, starts with a fabulous act. I'm going to recommend the Diamond Betties. I can, as I said, I can personally vouch for them because I hired them for my birthday party and they were absolutely incredible. Oh my God, I cannot even rave enough about these people. Oh my goodness, these girls are so, first of all, it's owned by Sherry Godfrey. She's the CEO and creative director. And the Diamond Betties are Hollywood's most beautiful and talented pin-up entertainment group. These girls were smoking hot. The men, the tongues were hanging on the floor. These girls were so gorgeous. And the Diamond Betties, they love everything about the 40s and 50s. So they came for my particular party upon request dressed as the 40s, 50s pin-up girls. And they danced to songs from like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. And they did all of that because that's something I requested. They are hot. They're happening. They were so much fun. They interacted with the audience. The men, they sat on their laps. They did a little hair twist. The men were just dying. Even the women were a little excited, I think. So again, I can personally vouch for them. Consider them for a holiday birthday party. They're so professional. They're talented. And again, absolutely gorgeous. I can't recommend them enough. And they are guaranteed to really make your party a hit for the holidays. So go to their website, diamondbetties.com. That's DiamondBetties.com. And Sherry Godfrey will hook you up. She is so super sweet and professional, and she can create a great dance program and choreograph it just for you. I mean, what I think would be great for the holidays, and I should have thought about this, but she has this act where they dress up like in these really cute little Santa, Santa Claus, his wife, Santa's wife, a Santa wife cute outfit, a Santa baby outfit, we'll call it. So check her out. Give her a call, diamondbetties.com. Tell her I referred you, and she'll give you a discount, I'm sure. Okay. All right. Now, moving on, let's talk about who we have on today. Matt Williams is here from the group Western Avenue. Now, the other members are Nikki English, Keith and Keith Robertson, and their music has been a driving force, and their music has been a driving force in their lives for just as long as they can remember. They've been together since 2007, and again, they form the group Western Avenue. Now, very exciting news. They just received the 2013 Ontario Country Music Association Award, and they were nominated for Best Duo or Group Trio, and they are winning over audiences. It's hot country, I'm telling you. I am a novice in country, so I never know what's hot or not in country. But again, with music today, I don't know what's hot since the 80s. I'm just still stuck in the 80s music. So they got hot country. They got a hot country sound. And their catchy first single was called Highway Heading Out of Town. I had to leave the G off of that. Heading. highway heading out of town. This was picked up by the Canadian Country Radio in the summer of 2012. And now, with the release of their new single, oh my God, I got to put the wall turkey down. I've already started partying for the holidays, and it's being reflected in this interview. Then, again, with their release of their new single, Wherever You Are, and that's from their February 2013 self-titled debut, Western Avenue is taking the world by storm. They've got it's a melody-driven band of country and pop music, and they are rocking it in Canada. Our neighbors to the north are rocking it out, and now they are trickling down here in the lower to their little lower friends here in the United States, and also around the globe. They really are the biggest hot band, so you better get on with the program. They're already spinning on the radio in Canada, obviously, and this single is poised to take Western Avenue to new heights, and it is going to introduce them to a worldwide audience and more country fans than they can possibly handle. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're so good, and they better get ready for Beatles status, I'm going to say. So without further ado, welcome Matt Williams of the Western Avenue Band.
Hey, thanks for having us, Priscilla. Thank you so much.
Hey, you better pump up that energy a little bit after that great introduction. Come on now.
That was an amazing introduction.
Yeah, I was working it in overdrive for you guys. Wow.
No, that sounded great, and thank you so much for that awesome introduction.
Oh,
that was really sweet of you.
No problem, because I heard how hot you guys were. You know, Michael Stover, who's my absolute favorite PR person. I deal with, of course, most people who book their talent on the show, their PR agents. And I tell you, I just love this guy, Michael Stover. He's so professional. I swear, I could email this man in the middle of the night at like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and he would respond within 5 minutes. He's incredible. I want to clone this guy. So you're so lucky to have him as a – is he your PR agent, manager? I'm not sure, because he has different
titles. Yeah, he's our PR guy, and he's also been dealing with the American release of Wherever You Are, and also across the globe too. So he's a pretty special guy, and we're pretty grateful to have him in our corner.
Well, I tell you, I'm just so impressed with him, because I tell you, I just got hacked. My email got hacked, and I didn't have any of your information. I'm like, oh my God, it's 3:30. I can't find it. I email him. 5 minutes later, the man has all the information sent to me. I'm like, God, why can't I clone him and have him as my assistant? I love this man. Okay, so you're very lucky to have him, and there's just absolutely no way you can't fail with a guy like this on your corner. And it's all about having a team in the entertainment industry. Again, this particular show is here to provide people with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to pursue a career in the entertainment industry, and you've got to have a team. Michael is amazing. So, Matt, tell us about Nikki English and Keith Robertson. I know you met them in 2007. How did it come to be that you included them as part of your team to start this band?
Yeah, for sure. And once again, thank you for that awesome introduction. That was really, really sweet of you.
You are welcome.
Yes, we met in 2007. Myself and Keith, we actually taught together at a music school up here in Cobourg, Ontario, Canada, which is about an hour outside of Toronto. And so we were teaching, and long story short, Nikki was coming down and taking vocal lessons from this amazing Canadian musician, Tara Lynn Hart, at the time. And Nikki had a show that she had booked, and she needed backing musicians. So she asked Tara, and Tara called Keith. And Keith, in turn, called myself. And the three of us got together in Tara Lynn Hart's green room at her studio, and we started singing. And I believe the first song we sang together was Don't Stop Believing by Journey. So,
oh, my God! I love it!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, I got to meet Steve Journey at a party. Steve Perry at a party. He is so awesome and cute, and he's so short. I wanted to pick him up, put him in my pocket. He was with this 6-foot-tall blonde girl, and I said to him, Steve, I loved your music. I can't tell you how many hickeys I got in the 80s to your songs. And he loved that. He loved it. He was so sweet and nice. And I even got him to my favorite song of his is When the Lights Go Out in the City. And I got him to hum a little tune. We were doing a little duet. So it's one of the highlights of my life. So
That's amazing. That is so cool.
I can relate to that. Yeah. So continue. I'm sorry I digress. Go ahead.
No, that was awesome. And then, so we started jamming that song, and just the way that our three-part harmony kind of gelled together, we knew we were onto something special. So fast forward a couple weeks later, the show that we were booked to play actually got canceled. The club shut down, but myself and Keith have been playing these open mic things up here in my town for probably a couple weeks before that. So we decided to bring Nikki out one night, and we've never really looked back. That was kind of the start. And actually, funny enough, it was December 2nd, 2007, our first time playing together live. So it's coming up on our sixth year anniversary, I guess. So,
you know, that is really cool, because I tell you, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but from your voice, you sound fairly young, in your 20s at least. And I can't tell you how impressed I am that you have been able to keep this band. Well, I'm not saying you, the three of you, meaning you, the three of you have been able to keep your band together since 2007, because as you know, bands come and go. I mean, you're lucky to have a band together for like a month these days. It's really crazy. I don't even understand it. But can you briefly share with us what you feel are the secrets to keeping a band together for that long a period of time, and to have that steady escalation to get from point A to where you are now?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a long journey. And just looking back, times aren't always good either. So, there was a couple of years there where I was actually kind of mentally checked out, but I kept persisting and coming out and doing shows and that kind of thing, just with other stuff going on in my life at the time. So, but it's one of those things where we all just have this understanding of, yeah, we want to do music, and music is our passion, and it's something that we're put on this earth to do. And we keep marching forward, and we know there's going to be those bumps in the road. That's just how life works, right? So we knew that, and we kept putting one foot in front of the other, and luckily we're where we're at right now, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it hasn't always been an easy road, but right now things are really clicking, and over the last year and a half, we've really taken off, which is unbelievable. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if I got out of that what I wanted, but I'm going to dig a little deeper, because a lot of people ask me, it's hard enough for a single person to pursue a career as a musician or an artist. But when you have, when you add people with different personalities to the mix, sometimes, you know, there are disputes, there are things that happen that can break the band up. What do you feel? And I'm not, you can take it from your band, or you can give me what your overall feeling is. What do you feel are maybe 3 to 5 things that is mandatory in order to keep a band together? What do they need to do, think about? How do they need to act? What is the secret? 3 to 5 things, because people need to know, especially in LA,
sure.
Because the bands start one day and a week later. I literally have gone through some people, friends of mine, who start bands and a week later they're gone. I mean, what is the secret? What, tell us?
Yeah, it's wild. Number one, I would have to say, is a common goal. So you really have to get on the same page as far as, you know, realistically, what do you want to do? So for us, it was releasing songs to radio building our brand internationally. That was, you know, our ultimate goal is to be an international band and travel the world and play music. So that was our, and basically, and funny enough, it took us 5 years to actually get to that point where we sat down and had that conversation where, you know, we've been doing this for so long. What do we actually need to do to get to that next level? So it took a lot of trial and error to get there, but all it was a conversation and actually figuring out what the three of us independently wanted. And luckily enough, it was all common, which was amazing. So that's number one. Number two is definitely communication. Myself and Nikki are in constant contact with each other over, you know, everyday business decisions that we make, and also the long-term objective too of where we want to take things. So it's really important to communicate, and I think over time you also learn each other's personalities too. So you can kind of tiptoe around certain things that you need to at the time, but you can also deal directly with issues as issues come up, and doing that thing too. So those are a couple very very important points, but definitely, you know, a common goal is, you know, the ultimate thing, because if you don't have that, you're just, you know, in our case, you're three people stumbling through life and, you know, you're just kind of doing the same thing over and over again and hoping that something sticks. But if you have a goal, you can see that vision in the future and you're able to march towards that, you know, pretty fast. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that sounds good to me. Now, what did this 2013 Ontario Country Music Association award? Now, you're a nominee. Did you win, or were you a nominee? Or tell us about that.
So we were nominated for that award, which was a great honor, because some of the amazing bands up here in Canada are really, all of us are at that stage in our career where we're all taking off and getting U.S. exposure and international exposure. So it's really cool. Yeah, so we lost out to the Stellas, and the Stellas are an amazing group out here. And their kids, Lennon and Macy, are on the TV show Nashville.
Stop it! Oh my God! Oh, I cannot believe you said this, because as I said earlier, I am not a country music lover. I didn't grow up with country music. It is something that I heard, you know, of course, Kenny Rogers, you know, the crossover artists, I guess I would hear. But I started watching Nashville, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, these musicians are phenomenal, and they're just so talented, and I'm impressed. I gotta say, I'm actually now impressed to and more eager to listen to country music. But I just am amazed at these people on Nashville. Not only are they great singers, I'm assuming that those are their voices, but not only are they great singers, but they also they play instruments, and also they're great actors. I'm like, wow, they belong on Broadway, because you know you need to be a triple threat: sing, act, and dance to be a hit on Broadway. So I'm like, where did these people come from? So are you saying that the ones who won, they're on Nashville, are they regulars on there, or did they just have like an appearance once or twice? Who are they?
Yeah, so it's the Stellas. So the Stellas beat us out in as Group of the Year up here in Ontario, but it's their kids, Lennon and Macy. I think they're 13 and like 9 years old. They're constants on that show. Yeah, they're on that show full time.
Oh, the two little girls. They're the main characters' daughters. They're the main.
Yeah.
Connie Britton, the lead actress, Connie Britton. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They are really good. You know, they harmonize so beautifully. I said, oh, my God, are these two sisters? Are they really sisters? And I've never looked it up to find that out. But their harmonization is beautiful. So I don't know. They might be sisters. Are they sisters?
Yeah, they are sisters, and their parents, Brad and Mary Lynn, they're phenomenal musicians as well. And I know actually around Christmas time, so coming up here in a couple of weeks, they'll do their Christmas tour up here in Ontario, where they go around and play for for different people, but it's the four of them that get together, and they all harmonize really well together. They're just they're a pretty remarkable family.
Wow. Well, you were in good company losing to them. That's an honor, right? That's like losing to, I'm going to say Elvis. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to just say.
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Really definitely. Good.
But at least you were nominated. I mean, you should feel so honored to be nominated. And obviously, next time you're going to win. I'm just getting a psychic feeling right now. But next time you're in. Now, let me ask you, you don't have a country accent. You're from Canada. I've heard a boat and oat. Love it. Love my little a boat and oat. So why did you? You personally choose a career as a country music artist. What led you to that type of music, style of music?
Believe it or not, it was actually Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Who?
I was a big Tom Petty fan growing up.
Yeah, Tom Petty. Tom Petty, yeah. Now wait a minute, you're dating yourself here. You sound so young. Tom Petty is like from the 80s, right?
I know, that's true. That is true. Just growing up, my parents always had Tom Petty playing and bands like Aerosmith and Queen, which is nothing to do with country, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the good music. Your parents obviously have great taste in music. Are we talking Led Zeppelin, AC/DC?
Exactly. Yeah, all those bands. It was really cool. But they took me to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and there was something really country about the way that his lyrics are intertwined in each song. He writes like storytelling songs, which is that's the basis for country music. So fast forward, when I was, 20 actually, so just, you know, a few years ago, when I was 20, I got introduced to Little Texas, and they were, a band that was kind of like a pop kind of group, but they also had really harmonizing lyrics and voices. And, that was my first introduction to like true blue country music. And I fell in love with them, and I actually haven't looked back. I got into Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum, and started listening to some Taylor Swift and Little Big Town, those type of bands. And it's been crazy, but I started out as a big Tom Petty fan and Queen and Aerosmith, so it's been quite the transition.
We have something in common. I knew you had some 80s love in you. I knew you had some 80s love, for sure. Now, with you being so young, I don't know about you, but, of course, my family did not want me to go into the entertainment industry. Was your family supportive of your career choice?
You know what? They were, yeah. They were very supportive right from day one. Shortly after, actually, when I was 10 years old, after I went to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, my parents bought me a secondhand guitar a couple weeks later. And, they've been huge supporters even to this day. My whole family is behind me 100%. And I think they just, they've seen the journey that we've been on, and everything just really started to click in the last two or three years, and they've really really been behind us 100%, which is unbelievable.
Now, do you work as a full-time musician or part-time musician?
Part-time right now, actually. Yeah, actually, all three of us are part-time musicians.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive. Part-time, and you're able to be nominated for a Country Music Award? That's impressive. How do you do it?
It's you become a very good time manager. So it's one of those things where you basically go to your full-time job until, 4 or 5 o'clock each day, and then you're basically working from the moment you get home until, sometimes 2, 3 in the morning, just to pursue your passion and really make this a reality for us. The one thing with up here in Canada, you don't actually make a ton of money playing music. So a lot of even the big Canadian artists, they have part-time jobs on the side where they're, there's money coming in. So it's not as lucrative as it is in the States, but we're slowly getting there. But we're not at that point yet where, the big Canadian artists just do this full time.
Right. So do you guys work jobs that are that kind of go hand in hand with being able to fit in your auditions and rehearsals and things like that, such as, you know, waiter, waitress, bartender? Is it those type of jobs, or do you have other types of jobs?
Yeah, we have, actually, I run a print shop up at a nuclear plant, so that's kind of weird, but...
A print shop where?
At a nuclear plant.
What?
An energy plant.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm scared. I want you to be around for when you win a country music award. I don't want you to be glowing.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, so... That's what I do full time, and it's it's great. Like I'm able to get home by 5 o'clock each day, and like I said, put in an extra 7-8 hours a night.
Wow.
Playing music and traveling all over the place, and then if I need time off, I can leave for 4 or 5 months at a time and just go
get
travel
out of
and tour.
Here. They let you leave 4 or 5 months
kinda,
to go on tour.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of wrote that into my contract. So
wow.
That was pretty cool.
Well, you know what? I guess they don't have a choice because nobody else wants to work in a damn nuclear plant. You keep coming back, right? It's like, wow, Matt, he's going to keep coming back. We'll let him do what he wants.
That's right. Funny how
wow,
that happens.
That's the most unusual job. I mean, I've been doing this since 2008, and I always say, you know, what's your day job? And it's usually bartender, waiter. I've never had anyone tell me they work at a nuclear power plant. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Best job description ever, Matt. And Nikki and my mind comes and goes. Nikki works a full-time job as well, and so does Keith.
Yes, yeah, they do. Nikki's an activities coordinator at a retirement home,
mm-hmm.
So she does that.
Oh,
and
fun.
Keith is he works at a grocery store as a, I think he's a manager there. So,
that is wonderful.
So
you know why?
Yeah.
Because you guys don't, it's so smart of you to do that because it will take such stress off of you as an artist, because that is the number one reason that I have found that a lot of people end up quitting as musicians and actors, et cetera, as artists, we'll just say artists, because the jobs that they have, it doesn't supplement their income enough to where they can take care of their basic needs. So I always think it's so smart to have a day job. I think you guys are going about it absolutely the right way. A lot of people try to just say, oh, you know, I'll be a part-time bartender, waiter, and it creates such stress. And when you're trying to be an artist, you need to have that creative flow. You need to have that energy coming from the cosmos, and you can't be worried, can I afford a can of tuna fish this week? How can I get one piece of bread and a can of tuna to last me a week? Which is what happens when you're worrying about paying the bill. So that is, I would highly recommend going the way that you're going. Get a full-time job, artist. Do what Matt is doing. Matt, Nikki, and Keith, they got it going on. They're very smart. And I think that might be another secret to why you guys have stayed together. People might not think about that. But when you don't have the pressure of having to get a full-time job a full-time job, like a professional career where you got to put in like 14, 15 hours at your regular job, you can do this because you know, that's just a job you go to in the day. So I think it might be another reason. So without further ado, you know, I think so. I think it might be possibly a way. Let's just get to it because I promised everybody that we would hear your song around the 5:30 mark. So let's get it on. I'm excited. Now, I didn't listen to it beforehand because I like to be titillated while the song is playing. So we're going to play your song. So I'm hearing it for the very first time. Do you want to prep it real quick?
Yeah, for sure. This is our first U.S. single. It's called Wherever You Are. And we actually, probably in a few weeks here, we have our professional video coming out for it. So people can check us out on YouTube. Just type in Western Avenue Band. And we're going to put our video up for this song, too. So hope you like the song.
Wow. Oh, got a video coming and everything. You guys are so professional. Now look at this, you people out there that are not even working a full job and you're doing your full-time artistry as a musician. Look at that. And you can't even get a video together. I am not accepting that. Look at these people. They work a full-time job, not even in the music industry, and they're already being nominated, and they've got a video coming and singles. Oh boy, you guys are so incredible. You are such you make me feel so excited, because there's so many people that have excuses why they can't get a CD out or a demo or a video, and they say, oh, I have to no, these guys are working a full-time job and they can do it. So please, I don't want to, excuses are a poor man's way of life, so remember that. There you go. So let's play that song, everybody. Let's hear what these guys have to offer. And I don't mean all guys. I mean guys, you know. So let's listen to it. Without further ado, this is Matt Williams, Nikki English, and Keith Robertson of the band Western Avenue playing their latest song entitled Wherever You Are. So let's hit it, Ronan.
Two souls scattered on the wind, together for a moment, and carried away again. Every time you leave my side, I stumble in shades of blue, and the only thing I think about is getting back to you. I wanna be wherever you are, share the air you breathe, feel the beating of your heart. When I hold you close to me, nothing can stop my love for you. There's no way too far. I wanna be, I wanna be. Yeah.
so much. Thank you.
Wow, I was really impressed. I'm totally serious. That was really good. That Nikki is an incredible singer. She's really, really good. Great.
Yeah, yeah. She's pretty special. She's pretty amazing.
Oh, you got a really good vocalist. Oh, my gosh. You know what? For some reason, I thought you were the vocalist. I guess we didn't even cover that. Nikki obviously is the singer. Does she play an instrument?
She can play piano, but live, she just sings.
She just sings.
That. And then me and Keith do vocals, and we also play guitar. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
So if it's just the three of you, who plays the other instruments when you play out at clubs and stuff?
Yeah, well, we hire that out. So we've got a good group of network of people up here that we hire out professional musicians to back us up. So we usually have a piano player, a drummer, and a bass player that come on tour with us and play the big show. So, yeah, but for the most part, it's just the three of us in the studio, and it seems to work really well.
That is a great song. Now, what type of responses are you getting from fans and new listeners on the release of this current single, Wherever You Are?
A lot of favorable responses on this one. We've been hearing a lot from some U.S. military people who are overseas, and they've seemed to really relate to that song, which is pretty cool. So just about, you know, being with that person that you love and wanting to be wherever they are. So, so we've been hearing a lot from the U.S. military on that and some Canadian military, which is mind-blowing. It's crazy that, you know, you can record a song in a studio and get that kind of response all over the world. It's pretty amazing.
Well, you need to book a USO tour and, catapult that. That maybe get some testimonials and get somebody to book you on a USO tour. I guess they still do those. I'm thinking 1945, but I think they still do them. I'm not sure.
I think they do too. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Not being a musician, I'm not sure what they do. But now, I guess we didn't cover this either. Do the three of you write all? Is this all original music you do, or do you do covers, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, we actually started out as a cover band, and for the first 5 years of our existence, we basically did strictly cover songs when we played live. And then fast forward to March of 2012, we sat down, and we'd kind of been working on these songs in the background for a couple years, and really decided to make a go of it with our own music. So a lot of the songs on our debut EP, we've got six songs on there, and three of them we used an outside lyricist, Dave Woods, who is an amazing Canadian lyricist. He basically gave us those three songs to record, and then the other three we did, and the response has been very favorable, and we're blessed that we can continue to do this.
Okay, this particular song, Wherever You Are, which I think is going to be a huge, huge hit, who wrote that?
That was Dave, Dave Woods' lyrics, and Nikki wrote the music towards that. So, yeah, so it was pretty cool, and it's a great job by both of them.
Now, I don't like to pinpoint anyone in particular, but if I had to if I ask you, which I'm about to, I don't even know why I'm saying that, but who is the, and I'm going to put air quotes on this, who's the leader of the band? Like, who is the one that's in charge of organizing and booking and et cetera, all the administrative stuff?
It's kind of, yeah, and it's one thing that we wrestle with a little bit. So behind the scenes, it's usually myself, like doing bookings and setting up press and like dividing the daily tasks. And then on stage, we have Nikki as that front person who it's basically kind of her show, and we kind of work around her. So we kind of have different jobs in the group, but it seems to have worked really well. And something that, you know, that partnership and communication that we hold very strong, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay, so you've designated kind of maybe formally or informally, but it works. There's different people that take on different roles, which I think is great, because when you have one person as the leader of the band, the other people, they kind of feel like, well, what am I going to do? If you get them to contribute as well and everybody shares it, I just think it's so much better as a band. You feel like a team. team, team, team. Okay, so we are about to wrap this up, but I want to ask, what surprises have you had so far in your country music pursuit? Anything that you weren't expecting, like the most surprising thing, good or bad?
Probably the most surprising thing, we actually, so just shortly after we released to radio, we got a call asking if we wanted to play at the Havelock Country Jamboree, which up here in Canada, it's actually one of the top four North American country festivals. And we got to play, we got to open up for Trace Adkins and Reba McEntire.
In front of
15,000 people. So that was a huge boost for our career. And that actually happened, a few months ago in August. And, it's really taking things to the next level, which is, it's been mind blowing, but just to play, you know, for 15,000 of Reba's fans was pretty cool and something that we weren't expecting, you know, so early in this career. So that was really unexpected.
Oh my God! Oh, that is so impressive. I love Reba McEntire. I never forget that one song. I'm not familiar with every single song, but she did one something about pockets. I don't remember, but I remember how I loved it so much. And then she had a show, and I think she's just a phenomenal actress, a comedic actress as well. Super, super talented. Now, tell us what new and exciting things do you, Nikki, and Keith have on your agenda for the new year? What is going to be happening that's going to move your career forward?
Yeah, well, we just wrapped up shows for our debut EP just a couple weeks ago, actually. So now we're back in the studio right now, and we're recording a few songs right now that are going to come out as singles in 2014. So we really feel these new songs are taking things to a new level for us, and we're really hoping that our fans are going to dig them. So that's basically our plan right now. And also we're going to get down in the States and do some shows in probably the summer of 2014 as well. So there's lots to look forward to. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You better get down here and you better come to LA. And there's like, you could have, there's so many clubs. You got to do the Whiskey and the Roxy, and you got to go to, what is that famous club here on Sunset Boulevard? The Blues House of Blues. You got to do House of Blues and the Whiskey and the Roxy. I mean, they're perfect venues for you. There's so many great clubs here in LA and New York as well, of course, all over the country, I think, but I'm just talking about LA, and they're just really so, oh my God, you guys could do the Palladium. So contact me or whoever books and let me know, because I have a connection who books people at the Palladium, which is a club where a lot of indie bands get their start. And I have a connection for the Whiskey and the Roxy, which of course, if you're familiar with these clubs, you know, all the, what is that band that, God bless him, Kurt Cobain got his start. All the bands play here at the Whiskey, and the Whiskey a Go-Go, and then the Roxy. So have your people contact my people, as they say here
we'll
in LA.
For sure.
Oh, it's so
for
weird.
For sure we will. That'd be awesome.
Have our people connect. Okay, so I'm excited about this music video. Let's talk about the website. So I guess you're going to put that on. Now, is your website called Western Band, westernavenueband.com? What's your main
website? It's westernavenue.ca.
Oh, for Canada, eh?
For Canada. There we go.
Okay, so westernavenue.ca. Why did you elect to go with that instead of the .com, the more popular one?
Funny enough, when we went to get westernavenue.com, it was unavailable. So we took the CA instead, and since then it's become available again, and our contract's coming up in the third.
Yay, try to get that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Okay, so you know, we can find Western Avenue Band. Matt, you are, oh my gosh, you are just a darling little thing. I don't know what you look like, but I love your voice, and I bet you're totally hot. And you've got a young audience. do it while you're young. You're in your 20s. Make it happen. Try to make that goal by the time you hit 30, because I'm telling you, after 30, you just get tired, honey. You get tired. And it takes – and then you,
sounds good.
The next thing you know, you're going to be hitting the booze. Oh please don't. But a lot of don't go that way. But that, you know, a lot of musicians hit the bottle after 30 because it gets harder and harder. So let's all support our wonderful, gorgeous little Matt Williams, along with Nikki English and Keith Robertson. Let's visit them and like their page on Facebook.com under Western Avenue Band. Follow them on Twitter.com under Western Avenue 4. I don't know why you put a 4 on there, but I'm sure there's a reason.
That's a little inside thing.
Okay. They're also on Reverb Nation under Western Avenue. I don't know what Sonic Bids are, but they're on there too. We should have talked about that. I've never heard of that website. YouTube, Western Avenue Band. So I assume on YouTube you've got some videos, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We have our... we have a fan-made video that we took people's pictures and put it towards. We got a couple of those, actually. There's a few live videos of us playing, and also our professional last single that we put out called This I Promise You. That's up there as well. So, yeah,
okay,
stay tuned for the new one.
When's the video coming out for the new song? That'll be on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it should be a few weeks, so the end of December. Early January, we'll have it up there for sure.
Okay, they're also on Instagram, iTunes. You can buy their music on iTunes and also on Amazon.com. Thank you so much, Matt, for being a guest. You are so sweet and darling, and I wish you the absolute best. I want you to come back on the show next year. Have Michael contact me so we can book you to find out how things are going. We want to have you back on next year, okay?
That sounds great, and thanks for having us, Priscilla. This has been amazing.
You are wonderful. You're just a sweetheart, and your song will now get worldwide play, because every time this show repeats, which I'll have it repeat, it'll be played over and over and over until the end of time. So there you go. Good. The best of luck to you, my darling.
You too. Thanks again. Have a good night.
Say goodbye to your fans.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you soon on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality with Priscilla Leona. Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.